This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Matt Serdik. He's the Senior Environmental Health and Safety Manager with CHS about road safety tips for farmers, ranchers, and motorists. Matt, what safety precautions should farm equipment operators take while crossing or driving on roadways?
This is no doubt an exciting time of the year, but this is a dangerous time of the year. And there are things that we need to be doing and looking at when we look at our equipment. Things such as functioning lights, functioning turn signals, having those slow-moving vehicle signs, even reflective tape, anything that we can do to make sure that our equipment, our implements stand out. It's clear when we're making, you know, turns going into different roadways, we're crossing roadways, we're going into field approaches. Again, making sure that our equipment has the right, you know, markers on it and it's clearly being seen by motorists, that's what we're looking for. One thing that we do stress, you know, with all of our drivers is the concept of anticipate, concentrate, and take action, the ACT concept. And really what that's designed to is anticipating. It's really having us focus and look around, you know, watching our mirrors, watching other motorists. You know, as we're about to turn, are we checking our mirrors and anticipating something that could happen? Taking that, you know, the concentrating is eliminating those distractions, getting those cell phones out of our hands, making sure that our attention is on that roadway. Attention is making those turns and the motorists around us. And obviously taking action is when you see something is driving defensively, taking those necessary movements and protecting yourself, protecting those around you.
Visibility is so important, Matt. That's a great point. I'd like to ask you, what can motorists do to stay safe as they encounter farm equipment on the roads?
Patience. And I think that's a big key term on that one is, you know, it's a busy time of the year. There's a lot of equipment on the roadway. It's a stressful time as far as equipment operators. I think that's where patience and giving those equipment operators plenty of room. So we're not right up on the bumper, give them plenty of space. And also just keep in mind that they need plenty of space to be able to turn. And so I can't stress this one enough. And I know lives are busy, but the biggest thing that we need to all think about is that patience when we're on the roadway.
Matt, are there times of the day when both equipment operators and motorists should be especially careful?
Yes, we talk about dawn and dusk, and it's not just for wildlife strikes. It is just a dangerous time of the day. Anytime where you have that sun just coming up over, you know, it creates that blind spot. But also you think about fatigue, and you got people that are coming off of a long day's work or getting up in the morning. So that's usually kind of more of a dangerous time of the day when you're on the roadway. So it's just something to be aware of as you're going down the road is just, you know, making sure that you got sunglasses, you got the visors, you're looking for equipment that's going to be on the roadway because sometimes it can be difficult to see.
Matt, before we let you go, do you have any other final safety tips before this busy season?
Yes, absolutely. And the thing I'd like to stress is all about awareness. You know, there's a higher risk for tip overs and rollovers and equipment being stuck, whether it be in fields or those field approaches. So just can't stress it enough. Just monitor those field conditions, monitor those, you know, approaches. Ultimately, it can create a lot of risk and create a lot of frustration, time and money getting stuck. So the best thing that we can do is just be aware of those conditions. Another thing, as we talk about awareness, in you know, we see this with our busy seasons, you know, the spring season with planting, the fall harvest, it's long hours, there's a lot of fatigue. We just need to look out for each other and be aware of our surroundings, be aware of where people are located around our pieces of equipment when we're in the field. Just taking that extra few seconds, maybe a minute, doing a double check, walk around, but just not just assume that we know where somebody's located, just making sure that we do have that positive identification. We can see exactly where that person is and they know what we're about to do. And the last thing on the awareness is, as we're going around, we've got equipment with booms, we're going around fields, is just being aware of power lines. It's extremely dangerous. And just, again, all comes down to awareness, being aware of our surroundings, where our booms are located, our equipment is located, just keeping an eye for those, you know, those power lines and ultimately have a safe, successful season.
That's Matt Serdik, Senior Environmental Health and Safety Manager with CHS. Matt, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us here around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.